Biologists say that an animal's genetic sequence tells the story of how that animal came to be the way it is. Each animal that is sequenced also provides another chapter in the giant textbook that describes how all of life evolved on Earth. Having determined the genetic sequence of humans earlier in the decade, biologists now have turned their attention to dozens of other species. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca has this review of the genome sequences of 2004.
Scientists completed the sequences of quite a few critters this year. For example,
dog,
rat,
red flower beetle,
honeybee,
nematode,
mouse,
chicken.
Now, it goes without saying that biologists who study dogs are delighted to have the dog sequence, likewise poultry scientists and the chicken.
To me, the most exciting thing about the chicken genome is its power as a resource for better understanding and annotating the human sequence.
Yes, you heard right. Rick Wilson says the chicken can tell us a lot about what it means to be human. Wilson heads the Sequencing Center at Washington University and led the team that sequenced the chicken genome. Wilson says to understand humans, you need to study animals that are different from humans on the tree of life.
The chicken is in sort of this sweet spot in terms of its distance from humans.
Close enough in evolutionary terms to be able to compare corresponding segments of DNA between human and chicken, but far enough away so that differences will be obvious.
If we're trying to find new genes in the human genome that we haven't been able to find with the various computer algorithms that we use to sort of survey the sequence, just by doing sequence comparisons with the chicken genome, we're finding new things, and that's exciting.
Some of the genetic differences are, well, mundane. For example, chickens lack the genes for making teeth, while humans lack the genes for making feathers. But more subtle differences should shed light on how cells work, and that may provide insights on a variety of human diseases. Scientists who compare genomes aren't always looking for differences among species. They're also looking for DNA sequences that haven't changed over evolutionary time.
Actually, lack of change is one of the biggest signals that there's something important going on in a certain place in your chromosome.
David Hausler is a geneticist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He and his colleagues have been looking at what are known as hyper-conserved regions of the genome, places that have remained the same across many different species.
It's quite surprising that you have perfect identity, 200 or more bases, completely unchanged in 75 million years between humans, mouse, and rat.
Hausler says the fact that these regions have stayed the same for so long suggests they're doing something critically important, even if scientists don't always know what that is. Scientists like to say that once nature finds something that works, she tends to stick with it. Now, it wasn't just biggish animals like chickens and rats that had their sequences determined this year. Several bacterial genomes were sequenced as well.
Disulfovibrio vulgaris.
Treponema denticola.
Methylococcus capsulatus.
Scelicobacter pomeroyi.
Sequencing a bacterial genome is a much smaller task than, say, humans or chimps. Bacterial genomes are on the order of a few million letters, while mammals are a billion or more. But Marianne Moran says a better understanding of bacterial genomes is crucial. And she's not just talking about bacteria that cause anthrax or pneumonia. Moran is a marine biologist at the University of Georgia. She led the effort to sequence Scelicobacter pomeroyi. Moran says Scelicobacter lives in the ocean, where it absorbs sulfur compounds.
It turns out that sulfur compound is really important for ocean-atmosphere sulfur exchange.
Scelicobacter can not only absorb sulfur, it can spit it out. And the amount of sulfur leaving the ocean and going into the atmosphere can have a major impact on global climate. Moran says knowing Scelicobacter's sequence should lead to better understanding of how that process works.
What's really exciting is to be able to go on the single cell level and start asking questions about this organism in this situation, but the idea is that it's going to have relevance for really larger questions.
Expect to hear more sequencing success stories from the seashore and elsewhere in 2005. Scientists are currently working on genome sequences for various fungi, worms, flies, opossums, chimpanzee, and my personal favorite, the platypus. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.